Commentator Desiree Cooper took her daughter on a dream vacation to Florida earlier this summer. Unfortunately, it was her dream, not her daughter's.
I always dreamed of becoming an astronaut, so I was totally psyched about accompanying my daughter's fifth grade class to space camp in Florida for a week. When I got there, I immediately bought an astronaut flight suit. "Do you want one of these?" I asked my daughter, proudly pointing to the NASA patch on the left side and my personalized astronaut name tag on the right. "No, thanks," she said. She couldn't decide whether to pity me or just to be embarrassed. I wanted a few days of experiments, space missions, and astronaut simulations to ignite in my daughter the same reverence for the space program that had been ignited in me as a child. But my daughter and her classmates were more interested in the kid from Palm Beach who had slathered his pancakes with ketchup at breakfast. When we got off the bus at the Kennedy Space Flight Center, the kids made a fast break for the turnstiles. Suddenly, there was music in the air. A few bars passed before the chaperones realized it was the national anthem. We shushed the kids and turned toward the American flag flapping in the Florida breeze against the cloudless sapphire sky. In the distance, the rockets of the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo missions pointed their white noses toward the heavens. In that moment, I was my daughter's age again. It was the summer of 1969, and I was sitting in front of our black-and-white television set watching Neil Armstrong land on the moon. I remember being afraid that he'd hop on the moon's surface and suddenly disappear, sucked down into a dusty, alien grave. I remember the blurry pictures, like moving X-rays, and how I yearned to see what the astronauts were seeing, to smell and touch the moon, to float in its gentle gravity. I watched as Armstrong planted the flag, and I remember thinking, I can't believe that I'm an American. The national anthem blared. The children pushed and giggled while the adult chaperones reverently held their hands over their hearts. When it was over, I wiped my face, embarrassed by my sudden emotion, and noticed that many of the older adults were doing the same. I was disappointed when the trip to space camp failed to inspire the awe in my daughter that I thought spaceflight deserved. But how could it? Since she was born, over 120 people have gone to space and back, many more than once. Her generation's destiny is not to relive our greatest triumphs. Her destiny is to build a future, one that I, as a child, watching a man walk on the moon, could never have imagined.
Desiree Cooper writes for the Detroit Free Press.